UConn Quest volunteer Casey Van Dorr walks in circles around and around a wooden pallet piled high with bulky white nylon bags. He's wrapping the piles in thick, clear plastic and labeling them with UConn Quest checkpoint names. This is Van Dorr's first year as a race volunteer.
So I like watching the race. It's nice to chip in and help.
He's among roughly 25 volunteers who are helping unload, stack, wrap, and move thousands of pounds of drop bags for this year's race. Alex Olison is the race manager.
Every bag is limited at 40 pounds, and if they're all in that right around 40-pound range, then the math just adds on up.
In Fairbanks, it adds up to more than 5,000 pounds of dog food, human food, dog booties, dry socks, and other gear that Olison will expedite to 9 checkpoints along the race course this week.
It's like the first move in a Rube Goldberg machine of moving all these things out to all these places.
When he arrived in South Fairbanks to drop off his bags, rookie musher Cody Straith still had some packing to do.
I needed some more batteries. But I did get some Werther's Originals and some Ricola. Keep me going down the trail.
Straith tosses the last-minute items into his bags and fastens them closed with zip ties. But he's not the only musher who still had a few things to sort out.
I had to run over to Freddy's and get some socks and some 5-Hour Energy drinks.
Musher priorities.
2012 champion Hugh Neff of Tok unloads more than 30 bags from his blue pickup truck. He decided to make the best of the trip to Fairbanks over the weekend.
We're actually going to go up and do a training run on Eagle Summit, so I'm looking forward to that. Get some of these younger dogs used to the trail.
This will be Neff's 13th go at the 1,000-mile race. Of the 26 teams signed up, 15 are veterans, and last year's top 5 finishers are all returning.
Oh, I think it's the best Quest field ever, and we say this often, but I really believe it this time.
Neff's competition includes 2012 second-place finisher Alan Moore, who says he'll only change a few things for his third run of the Quest.
Let's see. Try to make up 26 seconds, maybe. But
that's the amount of time that stood between Moore and Neff last year, and it's not all that Moore has lost during the race.
2 years ago, I lost 25 pounds.
You did?
I did in the race. Last year, I didn't lose that much, but it wasn't that cold last year, so I only lost 10, 15. Yeah.
That's why he has some extra treats in his drop bags.
Let's see, some oatmeal cluster things. It's got a lot of good stuff in them, like white chocolate and all that kind of stuff. Yeah. Those are the first things I'm going for.
Musher Brent Sass is known for gourmet trail food, and as usual, his bags are filled with tasty morsels.
Candied bacon's back, of course.
Sass is running the Quest for the 7th time. He watches as volunteers sort his bags by checkpoint.
I still feel like a rookie, though, when I'm packing them, so I've gotten a bunch of calls. Oh, we want to get the veteran's point of view, and I'm still not feeling like a veteran in this race.
One thing he has learned over the years is how to speed through checkpoints. That's why his drop bags are painted black and gold. A few other mushers have also painted their otherwise nondescript bags with different colors. It makes them easy to spot among the hundreds of others at each checkpoint. With food drops complete, mushers only have mandatory vet checks left before they all head to Whitehorse for the 30th running of the UConn Quest International Sled Dog Race. I'm Emily Schwing in Fairbanks.